We began in the middle of March bringing candidates in key races on the program so you could find out where they stand on the issues important to you and get in touch in the conversation at 239-1310, 239-1310, or send me a text message at 37890 keyword Amos or an email at praiseindy.com. The trail of candidates ends with the candidate running for the Democratic nomination for Marion County Sheriff. He is the incumbent sheriff. John Layton, and he's in our studio. Sheriff, always good to see you.
Amos, it's a pleasure.
So, why are you running again?
Well, you know, we got a lot of unfinished business. Mm-hmm. Things that are going great for the citizens of Marion County, things that we've been working on and programs that we're very excited about. Some things we have accomplished, but there's plenty more to be accomplished, as you can see when you read the newspapers every morning and listen to the video news in the evenings. There's things to work on. There's things to get done, and there's lives to save, really.
In your first term, what are you most proud of?
Well, there's many things. Probably the thing that impacts the people of Marion County that maybe isn't on the front page every day, but it definitely takes care of a lot of businesses, accreditations, mm-hmm. from the CALEA accreditation and the ACA accreditation for the jail. Mm-hmm. You know, the jail we have on any given day, 2,200 inmates that have to be housed and treated humanely and taken care of. And to say that we are ACA accredited, a national accreditation of jails, along with our CALEA, I mean, we're in the top 1% of all jails mm-hmm. in sheriff's offices in America. I mean, that's to be said. That's something to be said when it comes to the fact that there's at least 3,500 jails across America that belong to sheriffs.
What haven't you been able to get done in your first term that you are going to want to do if the people reelect you?
Well, there hasn't been a whole lot we haven't been able to get done. The one thing I'd like to get done is, and it's for the deputies, which it ends up being for the public as well, is I'd like to get a merit board into the sheriff's office. Mm-hmm. You know, we lost the merit board at the sheriff's office when the merge came about. Right. And we still have almost 700 deputy sheriffs, which by far we're the largest sheriff's office in the state, mm-hmm. yet we don't have a merit board.
What would a merit board do?
Well, it watches over hiring, firing. Mm-hmm. In the eyes of the deputies themselves, they probably think it makes things look a more level playing field for them, right. Which makes the office much more credible and much more professional across the board. Right now, the sheriff that's elected has at-will powers, mm-hmm. at-will to hire and fire whoever for pretty much whatever reason, although we do make sure we have just cause before we do anything like that. The last thing I ever want to do is show the door to a deputy, but As I make decisions, and as our internal affairs or other places make decisions on whether it's discipline or promotion or even hiring or firing someone, the merit board looks over all that to make sure that we're all doing the right thing and we're right on the right page. Now, what that does, it brings up the morale of our deputies, which that goes out into the community. When you can whistle to work, when you're happier coming to work, you're going to do the people's work a lot better. And that's what I've strived to do as a sheriff of Marion County, and I think it has shown. I think it's definitely has shown.
We're talking with the sheriff of Marion County. He is a candidate for re-election in the Democratic primary, 239-1310, 239-1310. John Layton, some have raised the issue of, gee, you know, every time I look up in the paper and see on TV there's a sheriff's deputy that did something wrong and the sheriff had to fire them, something must be wrong in the department. Does that mean something's wrong in the department or something is right when you find somebody doing what they're not supposed to do, they're gone?
Well, I guess that just depends on what side of political fence you're on, doesn't it? I mean, you know, it's kind of you're stuck in the middle here as mm-hmm. the sheriff because the people want you to do what's right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you're going to do what's right. But if you do what's right, somebody tries to find fault with it and turn it into something bad. Or, you know, I don't believe at the end of the day that the citizens of Marion County deserve to have a deputy that they're paying their salary for that is that thinks they're above the law mm-hmm. or that's doing things unlawful. or against civil rights or anything else. Now, if there's folks out there that want to criticize me for showing those deputies the door, well, I'll err on the side of the people of Marion County. And I think they made up their mind that they made up their mind knowing me as a colonel before I became the sheriff and my reputation. And the reputation is I don't play when it comes to that. I was raised to, you know, when you're raising your kid, you spank him once and hug him twice. And I try to hug him three times. But if one needs the spanking and one needs to be shown the door, they're going to see it, because there's 699 other deputies down there that don't deserve to have their badge tarnished. And that's just exactly what I'll continue to do as long as I'm sheriff. But now we can talk about a merit board, because the merit board will look over firings in the future.
Okay.
And they'll double check my math.
Does that require a change in state law? Is that something that you can just do as the elected sheriff unilaterally? Does that city county council have to do that?
I tried to do it with state law. I've gone at that twice, and the current legislature wouldn't hear it. They didn't even want to have a committee on it. So I have been at the state house. I won't say I pounded my fist, but I was pretty adamant about it, that I wanted a merit board put there by state law. And
do the 91 other sheriffs have that? Is that, or is that the rub that the other ones don't have, and so they don't want you to have that?
Every single sheriff in Indiana, except Marion County Sheriff, has a merit board. And like I said, we're by far the largest sheriff's department in Indiana. Doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
So this is another example of the legislature making Marion County less than a full class county.
Absolutely.
In terms of, okay. Let me go to Wynn at 239-1310 with Sheriff John Layton. Hi, Wynn.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, Miss, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Sheriff Layton, how are you today?
Wonderful, thank you.
Good. I'm one of your 40 and a pastor within the city of Indianapolis.
Thank you.
I want to say thank you to you for bringing in the different and the diversity of pastors within our city to help you and assist you in governing our city and what you do for Marion County. I want to say thank you. I had a question, though, and I think the merit board is a great thing. I think that's a great thing. But what are some of the training that you have for sheriff deputies? Because I noticed you have a post for hiring deputies, and they can take night classes. What are some of the training and the qualifications for that?
Well, actually, our academy is as long or longer than in Indiana Law Enforcement Academy. And let's keep in mind that the Marion County Sheriff's Academy, unlike any other academy in Indiana, is CALEA certified. It's a nationally certified academy. It's 16 weeks plus two of FTO training back in the jail or wherever you may be going. But it's a total of 18 weeks of training that the deputies get, which is, like I said, more than ILEA, than the Indiana Law Enforcement Academy. But what I've come up with is this evening classes, which it'll take a candidate as long as 11 months, maybe even 12 months to get through it. But it's Tuesday nights, Thursday nights, and all day Saturday. That way, someone that's interested in becoming a law enforcement officer and a deputy sheriff can actually go through this academy and still work their full-time jobs and try to get that in and then make a decision. At the end of that academy, they could simply go on as a reserve deputy to help the citizens of Marion County, if that be their choice, or they would be qualified to come on as a full-time deputy sheriff.
Oh, that's awesome. Great. That's great.
But that is just one of the many changes that we've made, and I know Amos asked me a while ago what one of my highest achievements have been, and the 40 that you mentioned is one of my most proudest points with the sheriff's office, and that's 40 of the most influential spiritual guidance people, men and women across Marion County, who are with me in the Marion County jail and come in and minister to my inmates and my employees on a daily basis. And we have at least 40 of these people across Marion County that I'm so very proud of and look to for guidance.
All right. Thank you, Wynn. Appreciate it. Let me go to Georgia, 239-1310. Hi there.
Hey, Brad. How you doing?
Fine, sir.
All right. How you doing, Sheriff Layton?
Just very blessed. Very blessed.
Hey, look here. About 3 years ago, I think you attended our Labor Day parade on Pennsylvania.
Yes, I did.
And I think you're a stand-up guy, man, and Frank Anderson are two honorable men, and I'm going to support you. You got my vote. I met you at the Country Kitchen, and I met you this past Saturday down at the Julia Carson Center.
There's no food like the Country Kitchen, is there?
All right, then.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that so much. I just left Frank Anderson. He's not at the sheriff's office anymore, but he comes in and visits me a couple, three times a week. I guess we need to find him a job.
I got you flying high out here on my little blue man.
Thank you so much. I appreciate
it. All right, I appreciate it. 239-1310, 239-1310, on to jail. So do we now have a compromise for a new, better, modern jail over where they used to make Chevrolet trucks off of White River and Oliver?
Can I put it this way?
Okay.
If it's built, I believe it'll be built there. Mm-hmm. But that's a big if. I don't think it's in stone yet. Pardon the pun. I don't think it is solid yet that it is going to be built. I know there's some different opinions mm-hmm. coming about, and the longer we go, the more these opinions, I'm hearing more opinions against such a building. You know, this sheriff, even if I'm blessed to be reelected, mm-hmm. this sheriff won't probably sit in that seat more than 3 or 4 months mm-hmm. because it won't even be open until sometime in 2018. So I have been pretty vocal about the fact that we do need to build a new Marion County jail. And I'm hoping that we don't need as much space as we did as we went through the years since this one's been built in 1969. I hope we don't keep that pace. But at the same time, the technology that is out there that wasn't there in 1969. We can't even transform our old jail to this technology to save money, and safety wise for the deputies and the inmates. There's so much more that can be done and save money by the new technology that we can implement.
This is a dumb question because I wasn't here in 69. Where was the jail before it was built at 40 South Alabama?
About a block and a half away on Virginia Avenue.
Okay. So it's always been in mm-hmm. in that part of downtown.
Yes, sir.
See the things we learn on this program. 239-1310. Back to the phones. And Brenda, hi there.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the air.
Sheriff Layton, I have a question about when people are arrested and they're on medication.
Yes, ma'am.
And they don't seem to get that medication. What would be the process for that, especially like someone who has bipolar issues, mental issues?
Well, as you know, and I hope I'm not interrupting you there. Did you have further?
No, I'm fine.
Okay. As you know, our medical SKU there, right within the Marion County Jail, is also accredited. It's accredited nationally. Mm-hmm. We have some of the best medical staff on our staff there at the sheriff's office. It is accredited with NCCHC, which is the National Commission on Correctional Healthcare. And we pride ourselves in the fact that when we do get these inmates in, one of the first things that we do is interview that inmate, find out what type of medications they're on, what type they might need, and then they're evaluated by an on-staff clinic and to see if they need anything further, if something has happened since the last time they might have had a doctor's visit that we're not sure of. Mm-hmm. If there's any question whatsoever of their health, they're sent right out to Wishart Hospital as they come in the arrestee processing center. Then they're monitored constantly upstairs. So many times that, there's a communication breakdown between the inmate themselves and the family back home that they're not getting this medicine or not getting that medicine. But we are always, our ears are always open because the last thing we want to do is not have someone get the medicine they need, so if anyone out there ever has that problem, you can get a hold of us straight into the sheriff's office and I personally will make sure at 327-1302.
Okay.
And you call that number, 327-1302. And we do hear about this once in a while. And usually there is a communications breakdown or they have, maybe the medical SKU has got information from that person's doctor that they no longer need that medicine, but this person thought they did. There's so many different things that might come up that we just want to make sure that the person is getting the exact medicine because we don't want people going to Wishart Hospital unless they have to, believe me.
Okay.
I appreciate it. 239-1310. Back to the phones. And James, hi there.
Hey, how's it going?
Fine.
Hi,
I got a question. Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Hey, this is a very fine city, and I see that some of our law enforcement been reduced to babysitters. I want to know, what can we do dealing with the registration? We say we short of police, but it's about, what, 600-700 of sheriff? I know when the sheriff was out enforcing the law, crime wasn't high as it is now. I see we have let politics play with people's lives. What can we do to change that? And I'll take my answer off the air. Thank you.
Right, Sheriff?
Well, I appreciate that question. You know, law enforcement as we knew it drastically did change in 2006 to 2007 here in Marion County. The sheriff did patrol the outlying townships, and we're very proud to do that. Many of those men and women are still on the sheriff's office wearing brown, and they are seeing these statistics go up. We don't know here in 2014 if those statistics would have continued to go up or whether we could have kept them down.
Go ahead.
But the bottom line is that the Marion County Sheriff's Office still stands ready to help out in any way whatsoever. We are a law enforcement agency, although some people like to say we're not. The Sheriff's Office made over 9,000 arrests last year. So to say that we're not law enforcement, I don't know where that's coming from. But we do stand ready. Now, we pride ourselves now in augmenting IMPD in many different ways and helping out and supporting IMPD. In my opinion, IMPD, the men and women, of which I have two, a son and a daughter on IMPD, so I do champion them, and I see the hard work that they're doing. But they do need some help now and then. They need some help, and we're ready to jump in, such as with traffic details and picking up their inmates, picking up their prisoners, leaving that particular officer in his district instead of having to take another hour to take an inmate downtown. A sheriff's deputy brings him downtown for him. There's so many things that the sheriff's office does on a daily basis to help support IMPD. We're happy to do that. But, you know, as far as the fact that the sheriff's office no longer patrols a neighborhood, two schools of thought there is it is the law. And the people of this county put the lawmakers in place, and they're the ones that made that decision. They thought that was what was good for the county. And I, as a sheriff, I have to uphold that law, no matter what it is or whether I agree with it or not wholeheartedly. But secondly, we still have on any given day 175 to 200 deputy sheriffs that are out there on the street. You'll see them in their marked cars. They're doing things like the sexual offender registry. With 1,500 sexual offenders out there throughout Marion County, someone needs to keep an eye on these people. So, you know, we made over 7,000 warrant arrests last year, the Marion County Sheriff's Office. 4,000 of those were felons. So we're still out there every day, and we have our radios on, and we've been known a few times to come in on a run that someone's getting hurt. We simulcast that to the sheriff's communications, the 911 system. And so the sheriff's deputies are hearing the same thing that an IMPD officer does. So we're doing everything we can with what we have and trying to keep your tax dollars low. There may be a time when things have to change, but the people of Marion County are the ones that can change that. A sheriff can't. I don't make law. I just make sure that the law is followed, as well as my deputies. But I do appreciate that question.
Let me go to William, then we'll take a break with Sheriff John Layton at 239-1310. Hi, William.
How you doing, Mr. Brown?
I'm fine.
How you doing, Sheriff Layton?
Wonderful, William. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you right now, before you get my vote.
I appreciate that, William.
Great leadership. Professional officers bring about professional results.
Thank you, sir.
I remember the time when the sheriff's department took over from IPD out on the northeast side.
Beat 17.
Yes.
Is what we called it. Yes, sir.
When they came out running. And they wasn't harassing anybody. They knew where everything was.
Yes.
And when they came in, they picked up everything that they knew what was going on wrong.
Right.
And the professional attitude that they did, I mean, you know, to turn this whole area around. And that's what we need in law enforcement. Positive, absolute assurance of apprehension if the criminal do something wrong.
and
one of their biggest fears. And if they knew, if they know that they're going to get locked up, they will not do the thing that they are planning on doing. There goes something they said.
But you do know that there's so many different ways to keep the peace without having to lock people up. You know, Sheriff Jim Wells, you may not be old enough to remember Sheriff Jim Wells. Unfortunately, I am.
Oh, yeah.
Being in the sheriff's office for 40 years, I've been under 8 sheriffs. But Sheriff Jim Wells taught me a lesson one time. It was a very short lesson. He says, the measure of a good police officer isn't how many arrests you make. It's whether you keep or lose the peace on your beat. And there's so much truth to that, because there's so many different ways, especially through children and adolescents and teenagers, that we can really, instead of always pulling out a set of handcuffs, we can keep the peace without that at times. And a good cop, a good deputy sheriff, a professional can make the difference, can make the difference in a neighborhood, but they can also see what really needs to be done in certain situations and pull out the right tools to get the job done.
239-1310. I appreciate it, William. 239-1310. 239-1310. Right. Afternoon's name is with the sheriff, John Layton. He's running for re-election in the Democratic primary that is coming up on May the 6th, this Tuesday. Oh, you can early vote tomorrow and Sunday from 10 until 5 at the City County Building downtown. Enter off the Delaware Street entrance.
Vote.
Vote. No, that's what the vote. Card said.
That's right.
Yeah, and vote. And Monday is the last day you can early vote from 8 o'clock until noon. And then if not, it's the regular election day from 6 until 6. You need to know where to vote. Call 327-VOTE. That's 327-8683. Or go online to IndianaVoters.com. And for you suburban voters, those of you that can't vote here in Marion County, that's where you go to find out where your polling place is in those alien places like Brownsburg, Fishers, McCordsville, and stuff like that. It's Afternoons with Amos after these. 239-1310, 239-1310. We're continuing with our conversation with Sheriff John Layton. You talked earlier about warrants, and this has come up with the other candidates that are running in both political parties for Marion County Sheriff raising that issue. Are most of the warrants that you're responsible for criminal rather than civil?
No, we have both. Mm-hmm. There are more criminal warrants than there are civil. But civil warrants have to be served as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a section of civil deputies who do nothing but serve criminal or civil warrants. Now, when they get
people might be listening, what's the difference between a civil warrant? In other words, somebody that you're looking for a civil warrant, what would they have done on a criminal warrant? Kind of what would they have?
Things like overdue child support, things like that would be civil warrants out of civil courts and sometime out of circuit courts.
Mm-hmm.
Criminal courts, of course, have criminal warrants for everything from you driving didn't show while up. Suspended to okay. homicide.
Mm-hmm. And most of those are like, you didn't show up for court, so I'm looking for you.
A lot of them are failure to appear, is what we call FTAs, yes. Mm-hmm. But a lot of them are fresh issued out of courts where an officer or a detective has probable cause to believe this crime occurred and this person committed it. And they will take that to the prosecutor's office and get their blessing, so, lack of a better term. Then it will go to a judge to sign a warrant for that person to go find them and bring them to justice.
Because sometimes there's confusion in the community when they hear warrant. And, you know, because everybody's watching Law and Order and all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
And they think it's the police who are serving the warrant.
Mm-hmm.
But it's both units serving a criminal warrant.
Yeah, both units are. And the IMPD, their officers serve warrants every day when they stop a car, and they'll check to see if anybody's wanted in the car, as well as sheriff's deputies do the same thing. But the sheriff's office has a warrant section mm-hmm. under the criminal division of the sheriff's office, where we have deputies that go out every day after fugitives, and we have all these warrants with 20,000 of them on any given day, and we have to prioritize.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we have to be very mindful of the people's dollar, how many people that we have, how many sheriff's deputies we have that we can expend to go out and do this work. And those sheriff's deputies, day in and day out and in the evenings, are out serving these warrants and bringing these people into jail. And many times they're fugitives from out of state, other things that we go out. But we have to prioritize. And it's very hard to knock that number down from 20,000 because every day there's more warrants being put on the books.
Is part of the prioritization that if you're looking for somebody that did armed robbery or murder or some kind of vicious mayhem, you're not going to send one deputy?
Oh, no. No, and you may very well see on a very heavy crime where the person is accused of committing a crime, you may see several deputies, up to 10 deputies to surround the house to set up a perimeter, things like this, where if it's a driving while suspended warrant or something like that. But believe me, we are going to prioritize in the A, B, C felony warrants and right. fugitives. We're going to go after them first. And the less, I won't say important, they're all important, but the nonviolent warrants, mm-hmm. we may have to put on the back burner because we just don't have enough deputies to serve them all. To do that, would be extremely expensive to the taxpayers of Marion County.
Let me go back to the phones and anonymous at 239-1310. Hi there. Hello?
Good afternoon to you, Chef Layden.
Hey.
Good afternoon.
How you doing?
Fine, sir. Life's greatest lesson is I learned that everything is connected. And the reason I'm saying this is that I heard you speak of things of the community and everything else. As a sheriff, when you go to the state legislators and when you want to tell them that it's not good to put a young child in handcuffs, what do you carry to the state and tell them that they need to fund this program and this program to desensitize over-gelling our young black males, or just over-gelling, overpopulating the jail, period, and keeping everything to a reasonable humanity? Because I know you're, first of all, I need to say thank you and everybody else for the job that y'all do in this dangerous world.
Thank you.
Okay. What do you carry to the state to where the governor, will sit down and listen to you to help support our youth, to provide them with the necessary tools that they need, sir?
All right. Let me let the chair respond.
Yeah. The governor, is in line to get this information from his Senate and the state legislators as we make laws, different laws. Now, these laws are made for all the people. Laws don't discriminate whether you're black, white, or red or yellow. They just don't discriminate. And unfortunately, it does seem like there's an overpopulation of young black men in our jails and our prisons right now. I know the Marion County Sheriff's Office has always, and it's gotten so much better in the last 8 years or so with Sheriff Frank Anderson and I like to think it has with me, has gotten better at programs to help keep these young men and women out of jail, and put them back out there with GEDs and better parenting skills and how to dress for success or how to interview for jobs once you get out of jail so you don't come back. And, that's all we can do as police officers. I mean, like I said earlier, we enforce the laws. We don't make them, but you use the tools and only the tools you need to keep the peace of your community. And, sometimes that's not, the tools aren't always a set of handcuffs. So it's up to the police officers and it's up to the sheriffs and the police chiefs across this state and this nation to keep that in mind and instill that in their officers and their deputy sheriffs to have a sense of fairness. And as they approach a certain situation, look at all the options you might have to put an end to this, whatever it might be, and not necessarily go first for the handcuffs.
All right, back to the phones and Douglas at 239-1310. Hi there.
Good afternoon, Sheriff Layden.
Hi, how are you doing, sir?
Pretty good. I used to help run your cadet program.
Yes, sir.
Where we had a lot of programs for the youth and to keep them actively engaged within various aspects of law enforcement. And we also used to have the summer programs for different camps.
Mm-hmm.
Are those still in place today?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I've partnered, obviously I don't have to partner with, I'm part of the Indiana Sheriff's Association where we have summer camps. Last year we sent, I believe, 75 of our Marion County youth, some of them somewhat at risk, to the sheriff camp down there near Bloomington, Indiana. And they came back different kids. And, of course, the sheriff's office itself here, I'm proud of our STEP program. We do still have a cadet program. And I would encourage any young people, high school age, that if they want to get involved in that, we'd love to have them. If they would again call 327-1302 or have their parents call and see if we can get them involved in it. And what they do, they come to classes with sheriff's deputies and, both men and women who teach them the basics of law enforcement and exactly what police officers and deputy sheriffs do, to help keep the community safe. And then they have, if that's the way they want to go in life, and hopefully many of them do, that, they have a little leg up on the education in the first place. They already know what to expect as they go into some of these more advanced classes and academies because they've been out there and they've been around police officers. Kind of like when you have a police officer, a firefighter whose kids follow in their footsteps. They look up to these police officers and as cadets, and then they themselves want to become that very person. So, if any of the kids out there are parents that have children that would like to get involved in that, we'd so much appreciate the sheriff's office. Our attendance is down lately, so we'd like to really ramp that up. It can't be bad at 327-1302.
23, I appreciate it. 239-1310. Back to the phones and Robert with Sheriff John Layton. Hi, Robert.
Doing it, Amos and Sheriff Layton.
Robert, how you doing?
No, I just want to thank you and commend you for the job you've done with the Sheriff Department.
Thank you, sir.
You and I talked back at the beginning of your election out at Clues Hall. You know, we talked, and it was very fruitful. And everything that you and I discussed, you have tried to do it. And I find you a very trustworthy individual, somebody that we need in the community to help keep us safe. And I say this again, that I've been around for a long time. I'd say you and Frank have been the two best sheriffs in the past 45 years, but I know I've been in this city for 70 years, so you're doing a good job. And what I really admire is the fact that when there's some discipline to be done, one of the deputies or someone in your administration goes awry of the law, you take immediate steps to eliminate it. And that's a good thing for everyone concerned.
Well, that's the way it's got to be for the people of the county, the people that hire me and hire those deputies and keep them in a career. They would expect no less than that. And I appreciate your comments on that. We do everything we can to champion our deputies and our employees at the sheriff's office.
I'm working 24/7 to help get you elected.
I got a
carload of signs now I got to take and I'll plan over the next couple of days.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm blessed for that. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Let me go back to the phones and anonymous at 239-1310. Hi there.
How you doing?
Fine.
Hi.
Hi. I was wondering, do you believe in using, having more dogs, you know, to send out scent, you know, them to scent, children or a person, you know, going in, smelling their scent?
Yes, ma'am. I believe in using canines, especially in the area of lost children and non-violent situations. We use canines in our jail to sniff out illegal drugs that might have been trafficked
in one way or another. But I'm just saying, you know, are you going to update where you're doing different than what they've been doing as far as using dogs? Because we don't see a lot of dogs in our community that's searching for people.
Well, we have been since I became sheriff, we've added two bomb squad dogs to the city county building. We have two that, you know, a dog's nose only goes so long and then he's got to rest. He's like all of us.
I'm saying, you know, add more, more than two.
So we do take care of our animals and make sure that they get their proper rest as far as using their sniffers, for lack of a better term. But
two dogs.
Yeah, well, that's just in the city county building as they would sniff out any type of explosives, gunpowder, those kind of things that can be cause a catastrophe.
Y'all not training more?
Well, we also have dogs to sniff for narcotics. Over in our jail, and I think we have probably four dogs in the jail to sniff narcotics.
I'm not noticing, you know, dogs out in our area and stuff, but you see it on TV. You know?
Yeah, well, IMPD has a large fleet of dogs in their section. Yeah,
they got more dogs than you got.
Yeah, because they have different. They have so many different responsibilities.
All right, see the things we're learning. I appreciate it. 239-1310. 239-1310's Afternoon's Amos. We'll take a break. We'll be back with our remaining moments. It's Afternoon's with Amos with the sheriff after these. 239-1310. 239-1310. Back to the phones and Anonymous. Hi there.
Hello, Amos. And
hi.
Hello, Mr. Layton.
Hello.
I have a personal issue that I can't talk over the phone. Is there any way that I can leave my number so that you could, that we can, conversate?
And please. This is for the sheriff, correct?
Yes, Amos.
Absolutely.
All right, so if you would hold on, and Charmaine, the young lady that answered the phone when you called, she's going to pick the phone back up off the air, and she is going to get your name and a phone number where you can be reached during the day, and we will give that to the sheriff, okay?
All right, I appreciate that very much, and thank you. Have a
You're
blessed
quite
day.
Welcome, and that allow us to talk to another Anonymous at 239-1310. Hi there.
Yes. Hello. I basically have the same issue. I'm dealing with courtroom 20 at this time, and I really, really would love the sheriff to give me a call. That's actually the court a number that I'm in, and I would love to talk to him off the air.
Well, now let me ask a question: Is the issue in court 20 an issue with a sheriff's deputy or with the personnel of the court?
It got something to do with the police.
The police or the sheriff?
But you know, I do have a good working relationship with Chief Height as well as the public safety director Troy Riggs. So. I'm always there to help.
All right. So if you would, I tell you what, Anonymous, I'm going to tell you the same thing that I told the other lady. So
yes,
Charmaine, if just hold on, and Charmaine is going to pick up the phone off the air and get your name and a number where you can be reached during the day.
Yes, and I also wanted to say thanks for your program, Mr. Amos. It comes on from 1 to 3. I really appreciate it. I listen every day.
All right, thank you. So hold on, and Charmaine's going to put you on hold. All right, Charmaine, you got that? There we go, and that'll allow me to talk to Anonymous on 1 at 239-1310. Hi there. Hello.
Hello, how you doing?
Fine.
I was actually calling because I'm trying to find out information.
Okay.
Earlier this week, well, there was a shooting in my apartment complex, and there was a lot of people that seen it, a lot of children that seen it, but they're too scared to scare the police and everything to come out and say anything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as a parent, if I know this information, where would I go to if I want to stay anonymous?
Ah, she's got information, Sheriff, but she wants to stay anonymous.
Well, you know, we have Crime Stoppers. 262 TIPS, I believe it is, Crime Stoppers of Indiana, Crime Stoppers of Indianapolis. That is the absolute best place to go when you do have a tip, and you could even be rewarded for having a tip if you have something on someone. And it is 100% anonymous. You receive a number that you claim later on in different ways, and no one has any idea who made the call.
Okay.
So you call.
And then also, say it again.
You call 262. TIPS.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. And then my last question was, if I want to, let me see, how can I say it? If I want to give a program to the children that's in my area or have people to come out and talk to the children that's in our area so that they don't be afraid of the police, how could I get that to happen?
Oh, we're great at that. We'll even bring McGruff with us, McGruff the crime dog. So okay. we would love to do that.
Is there a number that she can call in the Marion County Sheriff's Department?
327-1302. 327-1302. And again, that's right up in our front office there. And we'll make sure that happens. We love doing that. We appreciate doing that. And McGruff is always ready to go into new territory.
So McGruff didn't retire?
Never retired. McGruff's been alive.
There was something in the paper that said McGruff had retired.
Well, I know.
They got it wrong.
Well, what happened?
McGruff is going to be around long after
us. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's absolutely right. McGruff, IMPD had McGruff, and we picked up McGruff, and now IMPD is also going to, we're going to have to share McGruff.
We're going to share McGruff. McGruff has grown, so everybody gets to share it.
Can't have enough McGruffs.
All right, thank you, Anonymous, 239-1310. So, our standard closing question with all candidates, and you're closing out the candidate interviews for the primary, and is if people want more information about your campaign, you're running for re-election, and you're in the Democratic primary for Marion County Sheriff, how do folks get a hold of the campaign?
I'm glad you asked that. SheriffLayton.com. It's pretty simple.
That is pretty simple.
SheriffLayton.com.
Okay.
Or 317-637-3366.
Or they can call 637-3366, 637-3366, or they can go to JohnLayton.com.
No, SheriffLayton.com.
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 There's probably another one that says SheriffLayton.com. Sheriff John Layton, he is running for the re-election in the Democratic primary.
Thank you.
Is on Tuesday. You can early vote. Tomorrow, Sunday, from 10 to 5, City County Building downtown. You can vote Monday from 8 until noon in the City County Building downtown. Or wait and provide some comfort to all the poll workers. Go to your polling place. They will be so happy to see voters that they will dance around. They will hug you. They'll dance. They'll do all kind of great things. And you get a little sticker that says, I voted. On election day from 6 until 6, Sheriff John Layton, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, Amos. It's always a pleasure.